On KETR, it's 30 minutes after the hour. I'm Mark Haslett. Good morning. A stolen gun led to the arrest of two men in Kaufman County following a traffic stop there on Saturday. That's according to Hopkins County Sheriff's Chief Investigator Lewis Tatum. The Sulphur Springs News Telegram reports that Hopkins County Deputy Kobe Hume was dispatched to a burglary in the southern part of the county over the weekend. Once he was there, he learned that a gun and some jewelry had been stolen. He then entered information about the stolen gun in a computer network and learned that the missing gun matched one that had just been run that same day by a Kaufman County officer as part of a traffic stop. Tatum went to Kaufman County to interview the subjects and ended up linking them to burglaries on State Highway 11 west in Hopkins County. The two men, who are from the Van Zandt Kaufman County area, are currently being held in connection with the stolen property and burglaries. In Paris, a program that will help people repair their rundown homes is on the verge of being completed. The Paris City Council approved the program this week. It would offer up to a $5,000 loan to fix up homes that need it the most. Mayor A.J. Hashmi brought the program to the council last month. He proposed that the money set aside to tear down dilapidated homes be instead allocated to the loan program. That would allow the city to guarantee half the loan. The city of Paris will now need to set agreement terms with local banks. Also in Lamar County, Prairieland ISD is looking to replace buses that were intentionally set on fire last month. At this week's board meeting, the district decided to look at purchasing two used buses. The district had already one new bus on order prior to the fire and is hoping to have all the buses by the middle of January. The fire remains under investigation and no arrests have been made. In Greenville, the Hunt County Commissioner's Court is expected to continue the county's participation in a program that helps pay for the defense of capital murder cases. With more, here's KETR's Brad Keller.
The commissioners are scheduled to vote on the renewal of the interlocal agreement with Lubbock County through the Regional Public Defender for Capital Cases program. The issue is included under the agenda for the last scheduled meeting of 2013 for the commissioners' court, starting at 10 a.m. Friday in the auxiliary courtroom. Hunt County has been a part of the program since first enrolling in August 2012. The West Texas Regional Public Defender Office was established in 2007 through interlocal agreements between the counties and the 7th and 9th Judicial Regions, with Lubbock County serving as the administrative county. Each participating county agrees to pay a yearly fee based on its population and the number of capital murder cases it has filed within the last 10 years. Hunt County currently has three defendants charged involving two alleged capital murders. The district attorney's office is seeking the death penalty for two of the defendants should they be convicted of capital murder. In Greenville, I'm Brad Keller for the Herald Banner and KETR News.
In Rockwall, the city council has denied a permit to Fenton Motor Group to build a car dealership on the southwest corner of eastbound I-30 Frontage Road and John King Boulevard. Council members voted 4-3 against granting a permit to Fenton Motor Group, which owns dealerships in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. The Dallas Morning News reports that voting against the measure were Mayor David Sweet and council members Jim Pruitt, Scott Milder, and Mike Townsend. The council had approved a permit for Fenton in September to build a Nissan dealership east of that same intersection. Nissan declined that tract of land and preferred the west side of the intersection. Council members expressed concern about adding another car dealership along I-30. School funding continues to be the battleground between Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott and State Senator Wendy Davis on the gubernatorial campaign trail. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
As Attorney General Greg Abbott rolls out his classroom roundtable meetings across the state, his fourth now in Houston, he continues to be dogged by Wendy Davis with questions about defending the current school finance system.
Greg Abbott has certainly shown through his actions, going into the courtroom, defending $5.5 billion of cuts to public education, where he stands on this.
Abbott says defending the system is his job as Attorney General.
I can't go back and reconstruct what was done in that legislative session as a leader of what I will be doing policy-wise, setting our priorities on a different course.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Taking a brief look at the weather forecast for Northeast Texas, skies should be mostly sunny today with afternoon high temperatures expected in the mid to upper 60s. It will be a little breezy with winds out of the south around 10 miles per hour, gusting to 15 or 20.